This podcast is meant for mature audiences only and contains strong sexual language. I am the Bomber.
And I'm the Belle.
And we are a black married professional couple.
And on this podcast, we share our experiences and tips as we traverse the swinger lifestyle.
Welcome to the Black
and Kinky
Lifestyle. Okay, why are we doing an episode on a Monday evening, Belle? Why are we doing that?
Because I was tired last night.
Well, I think we were both tired.
Yeah.
Because we did something on Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, because we went to a party. Well, no. So really, you were hungover. That's why we were recording on a Monday night.
That's only one reason, but it was really like, you. I was ready to record.
Yeah, because you slept half the day, and I did stuff. Like, I got up and did stuff.
All right, whatever. Anyway, we went to a More Getaways hotel social, and
we did.
Oh boy, it was a good crowd.
It was a good crowd.
There were some extremely hot people there.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, so we had lots of sex.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun. But we're not going to talk about that so much today. We're going to talk about, first there's this one email that we got that sort of caught my attention, and I wanted to read it because something had occurred to me that I felt we needed to talk about. And then we're going to spend the most of the episode talking about working out so you can fuck like a porn star, why exercise is important, but working out is really important for the lifestyle for a number of reasons, and we'll talk about that. And then we have a special Sticky Pages for you today.
Well, we have a Sticky Pages experiment.
Yeah, well, okay, so it's a Sticky Page experiment, and this is going to be a Sticky Pages told from the perspective of the Belle, and we'll talk about that a little bit more when we get there. Let's talk about this email. So I'll read the email, and then I want to get your take, Belle.
Okay.
All right. So this is from JJ. So my girlfriend of 3 years and I decided to test the waters of the lifestyle and went to our first club in Maryland, in the Maryland area, last weekend after a couple of months of discussing it.
Mm.
So we arrive, everything was cool.
Mm-hmm.
We decided to play, and my girlfriend suggested we leave the door open to be watched. So I'm going to assume that they went to a playroom.
Right.
And they left the door open.
Okay.
So no problem. Everything went well, and while playing, a couple stood by the door and watched.
Nice.
For about 5 minutes. Mm. Totally fine. Then they stepped inside the room.
Mm-hmm.
The plot thickens.
Mm.
But stood by the door. Again, it's all good.
Okay.
Then the guy of the couple asks, "You guys want company?" My girlfriend replies, "No." And they left immediately and closed the door behind them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when I read that last line, I predicted that I predicted that would happen. So you'll give your take. But here's the question. So my question is, did we do something wrong? Was us leaving the door open suggested we wanted company? Also, should we feel some kind of way because they closed the door, which we wanted open? Again, we're new to this, so they're new to the lifestyle, just trying to figure it all out, of course. So they think, thanks for our, reply. So JJ, thanks for sending us this email. We appreciate it and we hope we do it justice. So Belle, what's your immediate reaction?
If you leave the door open, like, That to me seems like an open invitation, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're leaving the door open, that's welcoming and inviting other people.
So if you leave the door open, does that mean that, yo, I'm ready to fuck whoever comes in?
No, I mean, I think, no, I think it definitely, it signals that, like, you're interested in other people entering your space. It definitely doesn't mean, I wouldn't say that it means like you want to fuck other people. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that goes mm-hmm. far. And I feel like the other couple did the right thing. They asked the question, like,
oh, that's
can
true.
We join
that's
y'all?
True. They did.
Because they weren't sure. We're like, okay, so clearly they're okay with us watching. So, you know, maybe we can join. Mm-hmm. And they asked the question, as they should. And you said, no, that's fine. I would have said something more. Like, you know, no, we only want to be watched. Because then they might have stayed or something. Or y'all could have engaged in like some parallel play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and even what they said, can we join? Like, that doesn't necessarily mean swapping, right?
Yep.
So I think there was just a lot of ambiguity mm-hmm. and not enough communication there.
Right.
Should you feel some type of weight? No. I mean, if you didn't want to play with them, you didn't want to play with them. They closed the door. Because they closed the door, probably assuming like, oh, well, they're not really interested in other people, so we just going to close the door. Now, and you could have just opened the door back up if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Or go in a room, like some places have voyeur rooms, where like yep. you can, like, the door be closed, but there's a window that you can open or close as you see fit. Like, yeah. Or, like, half shades. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. There's a window folks can watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a question about how she said no.
Uh-huh.
Did she say, like, no, or did she say no? Like, you know, like, I don't know. How attractive was the couple? Because mm-hmm. it could have been, like, literally, you guys saw, you know, who was at the door, and it was like, okay, they're fine watching, but they better not come any closer, because right. we're really not interested. We've been there, totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it the case where, like, the bell is saying, did the no, well, like, what did the no mean? Did the note, cause he said, did you want company?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, you know, ambiguity there, right? So mm-hmm. you could have said, so, and the other thing we don't know is, what were y'all doing when they asked the question? So y'all say y'all were just playing, but were you like in mid, like power drive or thrust, like hitting it from the back? And she was like on the verge of busting a nut, and then somebody asked her a question. She was like, no, wait, hold on.
Right.
Right. Where exactly did the question come in? So just assuming that your heads were in the right place, I agree with Belle. If you were interested in being watched, I would have made that clear to this couple.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted parallel play, you know, you could have made that clear, or you could have just said, and maybe you didn't notice at the time. Again, you know, we weren't there, and we don't know where your heads were. You know, if you were interested in that couple watching or just being there, you could have said that to them. But if you really wanted them to go away, you probably did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
As far as them closing the door, I agree with Belle. Just open that back up. They could have did that because they were spiteful, or they could have done that because they clearly thought that, oh, maybe you guys didn't mean to leave that door open like that because you didn't want people to join you. I don't know. But I think the main thing is communicate what you want. If, you know, you're really not interested in couples or a couple watching or being there, you can say that too. But no, we wish you guys luck in your lifestyle journey. You know, we've been to a couple of clubs in Maryland. I'd be interested to see or hear which one you guys went to. I have a feeling I know which one you went
mm-hmm.
to. Yeah. So yeah, keep sending your emails, all you listeners out there. We enjoy reading and answering these. All right. You ready to get into today's topic?
Yeah.
All right. So how to fuck like a porn star. All right. So, Belle, why do you think it's important to stay fit for the lifestyle?
I think there are several reasons why it's important to stay fit for the lifestyle, at least for me, right? So one, like, it makes me feel good. It boosts my self-esteem and my confidence, which I think boosts my sexiness, like, I feel good when I work out. So, I feel good about myself, right? So I think that's important. Also, just, like, we're fucking for hours. Like, when we go to a party, it's a long night. Like, you're fucking a long time. Like, my legs are in the air for a long time, or like, you know, you're just in positions where it's good to be flexible and to have stamina and endurance. Like, you don't want to, you know, go one, or maybe you do, I don't know, but I would prefer not to just, you know, be, you know, out after one round, because I don't have the stamina to keep up. And then there, of course, there's the physical aspect of it, right? So the actual physical appearance and sexiness of it. So, like, I've talked about my admiration for big booties, I think, several times on the show, and how I was not endowed with a super juicy booty, but I still have a nice ass. But I have that nice ass because I've worked on it, I've built my ass.
Yes,
like,
it's nice.
Squats, not shots. Actually, deadlifts, but, you know, squats, not shots. Mm-hmm. I have built myself an ass that I'm proud of. And so, like, that was a part of my body that I was very insecure about. Like, because I'm a black girl. How am I gonna be a black girl with no booty, with a flat booty? Like, that's very contradictory. Yeah, contradictory.
Now, I think flat booties can still work.
Okay.
Some of our listeners have flat booties.
Who? I have yet to see you fuck a girl with a flat booty. What are you talking about?
I have fucked a girl with a flat booty when I was broke.
When you had no other option.
When you don't got money, flat booties are a big part of your life as a man.
Anyway, the point is, I work out so I can have a rotund, firm, plump booty so that I can keep up my stamina. Hopefully get this tummy down a little more. I mean, my tummy is like, it's not the worst tummy, but it could also be better.
You know, you always talk about your body in some of these negative ways, and they just don't
understand. I know you don't like it.
I don't understand it. I mean, I understand it. I should say I understand it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my, like, I'll catch myself, and, like, again, we talked about this before, like, I have a tendency to just be naked, so clearly I'm comfortable. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll catch myself in a mirror and be like, oh, damn, look at that. Oh, she cute. But there's, like, for me, it's always room for improvement. Like, there's always things that I want to work on and want to get better at.
So basically, for you, working out, the importance of working out is really about looking good, mm-hmm, and feeling good.
Yes.
Okay.
And I would say more so the feeling good part. Like, mm-hmm, like, the looking good is a bonus. But I just like how it makes me feel. Like, I like feeling strong. Like, I like feeling like, you know, I can break some shit or something.
I mean, so what about, how does it help your sex game, though?
So I think the stamina is a good one, right? So, you
first
know,
of all, I don't know why women are acting like they need stamina. Yeah, I don't have to really
what?
Do nothing.
Riding dick. Okay, you want to talk about how does it help my sex game?
Yes.
So that I can throw that ass back and then I can ride that dick for, well, I got somewhat of bad knee, so as long as I like to. Like, it's not even like my thighs get tired. It's like my knees be hurting. But, yeah. So it's like, yeah, you want to be able to throw that ass back. You got to do, like, girls are on top. Like, women are on top. I know you feel like men, you do a lot of the work.
We
but
do.
We be doing
we do
work
most
too.
Of the work. What
we be putting
about?
In work too. And it's nicer. It's more helpful to be in shape, to put in work longer.
No, your riding game is good.
Thank you.
It's very good. You can definitely ride a dick. Mm. I'm just saying that most of the time, y'all chicks are on your back.
Mm-hmm. Like, here. So yes. Even when I'm on my back, I still need to have the flexibility to receive as much dick as possible, right? So
you need to work out to receive dick.
Yes.
You heard it here.
So, like, my hips need to be flexible enough so that they can bend, like, all the way back. Mm-hmm. So then you can get, like, a deeper penetration. Now, again, maybe that's not what you're going for, but I appreciate that. So, like, it's good to have that flexibility. And especially, like, if somebody wants to put your leg up in the air, mm-hmm. it's good to, you know, be able to do those things and be in, you know, more multiple positions.
All right. So flexibility is important as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other reasons before I get into why fellas need to make sure they work out because they have to do a lot of work? Have you ever had a lazy lover?
Yeah. I think so.
Like somebody.
Not like recently.
I hope not recently. You've been with me for a while now.
I mean, like, not in the lifestyle. Oh, I don't okay. think.
Well, no, not in a lifestyle, but ever. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Because I've met people who are like, yo, like, chicks have told me they always have to be on top, which is.
Well, that shit ain't gonna fly with me, nah. So, never that lazy. But.
See, but it's more acceptable if the guy is always on top, if he's always a top guy. That's more acceptable. All I'm saying is that it's normative for the guy to be the main actor in a sexual interaction. Mm-hmm. So, what I'm about to say is some important shit. So, one, okay, so you already said about improving your look.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about broad shoulders, pecs, right? I'm talking about the men. I don't know about working glutes, but pecs.
I like a nice ass. You got a nice ass,
man. I know I got a nice ass. No questioning that shit. But I think guys, shoulders, chest. I mean, like, I'm thinking about the silhouette of a man.
Mm-hmm.
From every single study I've read. Okay, women like the broad shoulders. It's almost universal. Like the broad shoulders, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, so it can definitely improve your look. As far as exercise, like, I think if you're just working if you got broad shoulders, you are like ahead of the game. As far as having a six pack, good luck with that. If you have a six pack, it's not necessary yet. But, you know, if you have one, good for you. I'll just say that it is in no way predictive of how well you can thrust a dick into a chick.
No, it sure isn't. I can tell you that.
So if y'all don't got six packs out there, my dudes, don't worry about it. You don't need one. Okay. You can still bang like a porn star.
I think I'm more into arms. Triceps and biceps, because if a guy is on top of me, or chest too, mm-hmm. but if a guy is on top of me, like, I'll have a tendency to grab his arms, mm-hmm. right? So then, like, you get in, especially, like, you know, he's thrusting, like, they're flexed. So, like, you can really feel the muscles mm-hmm. there.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So not only can it keep you up, but, yeah, it's something to grab onto for the ladies. So I say exercise is important for the guys because you have more, like, depending on the kind of exercise you do, and I'll talk about it in a second, you have more control over your orgasms.
Really?
Yes. Hmm. If you work out, your ability...
Yeah, I guess Kegels.
Well, I mean, I don't do Kegels.
Well, no, I'm not talking about for you, but I'm like, for me...
You do Kegels?
Yeah, I do Kegels. They have, like, a whole app and everything like that.
There's a Kegels app?
Yes.
What the fuck?
So you can, like, time... You know, how long you're holding them, and so you can.
So, are you in the gym,
ability.
Like, squeezing and letting go of your vagina? Is that what you're doing? Vagina exercises in the gym?
I don't do it at the gym.
Okay.
But I'm saying, I've never, like, that's just interesting. Well, I get it for guys, but I've never, like, tried to control my orgasm.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Right.
Yeah, you should just let it go. Guys have to control it sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And. In the lifestyle, I gotta say, I mean, I'll say this. If you're a guy who comes really quick with a condom on, you are a special kind of man. because I do not. I barely come with condoms anymore. So, I mean, but I mention this because when I'm having sex with you, I can control my orgasms much better.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm working out. Because not only, you know, it improves your breathing. Mm-hmm. And if your lungs are strong, that actually does improve your ability to hold an orgasm. Mm-hmm. As far as Kegels go, you mention it, and apparently men can do Kegels too. And apparently this is something that would give you control over orgasms as well. I don't know how.
Okay, so don't ask me. Okay, I was wondering.
Yeah, it has something to do with the sphincter or something. I don't know. It's something between. I know. We don't need to go there. Just look it up, fellas. You can do Kegels, apparently. All right. So you said flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say for the fellas, working out improves rhythm and speed of thrust. Your control over that. So when you need to speed it up or slow it down, mm-hmm. like I want you to imagine, fellas, I want you to imagine this too.
Okay.
Like you're going in, you start out slow and then you speed it up. And then what happens is, you know, she's screaming, she's moaning, and then she says those two words. They are actually quite a blessing and quite terrifying at the same time. She says, don't stop.
Oh yeah.
Don't stop. She has no idea where you are. She doesn't know if you are on the brink of like collapsing and having a stroke. She just knows whatever you're doing right now feels really good.
Yep.
She's like, oh, don't stop. Don't stop. And you're like, fuck. I really want to stop right now. And it'll be very disappointing to her if you stop. Fellas, if you work out, you will be able to really keep it going, and maintain a good rhythm. I'll talk about the specific exercises, but just keep that in mind. Apparently erectile dysfunction exercise prevents that.
Oh, well, there you go. That's enough, motivation.
Yes.
To get in the gym.
And in the lifestyle, it can be a problem. It's all about, erectile dysfunction is really all about blood flow. I mean, there's some psychological issues when it comes to erectile dysfunction as well. But as far as blood flow, it will definitely help that. But also exercise definitely boosts your confidence, which can also be a really good, another good ED preventive. It improves prostate health, helps you keep a clear head. And like you said, helps you feel sexy as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, lifestyle is definite. If there's been anything that has communicated to us that they are motherfucking freaks up until their golden age, it has been the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are people in their 60s, 70s, 80s, still fucking multiple people going to orgies, gangbangs.
Right. And it just, consistently exercising just improves your general mobility and functionality over time. So that as you get older, you're still able to maintain like that movement.
Yep. All right. So before we get into the exercises, I just want to say we're going to go through a few exercises that we do. Keep in mind that there are a whole bunch of exercises that you can look up doing for yourselves. It's important to check with your doctors to make sure certain exercises are okay for you. If you have bad knees, there are certain exercises you want to stay away from. Like if you have bad ankles, bad knees, like jump rope and jumping jacks probably aren't the best idea. Sometimes running for certain people isn't a good idea if they have bad knees, and it's better
running.
To get on the, yeah, you hate running. I love running. And that's actually the exercise that has given me the best control over my orgasm. If I'm running regularly, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's actually really, and my stamina, like
I've
been able to go a lot longer, assuming I'm running. So after we get through some of these exercises, and they're not a lot, just a few of the ones that we do, I'll ask you to just name some of your exercise routine. But I want to talk about how to get short and intense workouts in, because I know some of our listeners got kids, they got jobs,
mm-hmm.
they got life
mm-hmm.
to deal with. You don't have time to be spending like 2 hours in the gym every day. You don't need that. You can get a great workout in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's half a lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's start with you. So tell us, what are the exercises that you, what's your routine looking like?
It depends on what's going on. Like I said, I don't like running, but I do cardio. So if I'm doing cardio, I'm on the stairs, or the Stairmaster thing, climbing stairs, or I'm doing like, the treadmill, but I don't really run. I don't run on the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
I still only walk, or walk fast, like a, not even a jog.
I mean, how is your heart rate when you're doing that stuff?
I have the incline at like 15. Okay. So it's full incline and I'm at like a 3 pace. So I'm moving. But I'm not running. So I'm still getting my heart rate up, and but I'm not.
Are you like drenched in sweat after that workout?
On the treadmill, I'm glistening. On the stairs, I'm drenched in sweat. Yeah. So it depends on, you know, how I'm feeling today. So that's my cardio piece. I'm actually working.
What is that doing for you? So that's your cardio.
Yeah, that's just my cardio.
So is that what you're doing to like burn calories and lose weight?
Or yes. So burning calories, losing weight. The stairs are more towards on the conditioning side. Cause I'm doing that, for about 45 minutes at like, level 6, and you know, machines are different. Either way, I do like almost 200 steps. Okay. Whenever I'm doing the stairs.
That's like 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're only doing that how many times a week again?
On a regular workout program, I'll do that 2 to 3 times a week. If I'm really trying to cut down for the summer, like now, I'm every day, five days a week on the stairs, 45 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I could not do that.
Yeah, I do.
Right now.
So in terms of the working out, I do more so powerlifting and, I like plyometrics. I like to mix up the plyometrics in with my powerlifting.
What's plyometrics?
So plyometrics are like those explosive exercises. So you have like box jumps.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, those kind jumps. Of things. Okay. Anything where burpees, things where you need like those that explosive power.
Yeah.
Which is really, I like it because it's one thing to have the endurance, like the exercises where you're consistently doing something, like a repetitive motion over and over again. But it's different when you have to explode, you know, out of a static state into power, which I think is helpful for lots of things in life, but mm-hmm. particularly sex, because they, you know, just like thrusting and, so I like the pilot. So I like box jumps. I like any kind of jack jump. I don't like burpees, but I will do like medicine ball throws, those kind of things. I'll do on the powerlifting, deadlifts, mm-hmm. squats.
So these are all like the glutes, legs, butt exercises.
Yeah, and, yeah. I focus mostly on lower body, but that's where most of my power is, right? So it's going to be in my legs.
Well, that's where most of your fucking power needs to be.
Exactly.
As a woman,
right? That's right. so I do curls. I'll do curls too, and I'll do, rows. Mm-hmm. Like I'll do upright rows, mm-hmm. As well for the upper body, chest presses. Mm-hmm. I'll do those, as well. But I mean, my arms are toned. They could be more defined, but that's also part of the diet part, mm-hmm. as well. I think
that's it.
That's the majority of the things that I do.
Yeah, that's a pretty that's pretty intense. There's a lot going on there.
Is it? Is that a lot?
45 minutes on the stairs? I'm telling you, I can't do 45 minutes.
Listen,
on anything.
If you want, if you're like looking to shed some fat. Now, again, diet is a key component.
That's
like,
true,
diet is a very key component. I'll say it's like 80% diet, 20% exercise. But if you want to shed some fat quick, get on the stairs for 45 minutes a day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And your body will melt away.
Okay. See, I think there are other ways to do it that may not require as much time. So I'll talk about my routine.
Well, yes, absolutely. And I don't do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I only do that when like, it's the beginning of, I'm getting ready for summer.
Right.
Or like for this cruise, going on this cruise, like.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to be on them stairs.
Yeah, we got a lot of time for that. But no, I'm with you, girl. I'm trying to be ready for that cruise. So, you talked about the lunges and squats. I'm just going to reiterate that, like, for guys, a lot of your fucking power will come from your legs, mm-hmm. your hamstrings as well. When you're doing that thrusting inside of her, that explosive movement, that power, lunges, squats, and deadlifts. Deadlifts, a lot of people don't, I think a lot of people underestimate how important deadlifts are.
They're not the most
pleasant exercise to do, but they really work out a lot of muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And just overall strength and power, they promote in throughout your body. So I know a lot of guys listening to this, you guys are sleeping on leg day.
Don't skip leg day. Don't be afraid. Like, if you don't know what you're doing, ask somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a trainer. Like, ask somebody how to do, because one, you don't want to hurt yourself. And two, you want to make sure that you're maximizing the movement, right? So you want to make sure that you have the proper technique so that you're getting the most out of whatever exercise that you're doing.
Yeah. So that's one of the few exercises, like deadlifts, I'll say, like, you know, if you check with your doctor and, you know, there's no problem with you doing that, do that workout, like do that one and try to do some squats, squats and deadlifts. If you can do those, you should do those. Those should be part of your workout routine, at least like twice a week if you can.
And we're not saying that you have to do like 100. I'm thinking like 3 sets of 10. So like 30 reps.
Right. And you can do those with a couple of dumbbells. You can do them with the bar. You can figure out different ways to do squats. Lunges is another alternative to squats.
Yeah, I don't like lunges, but I'll do them.
Yeah, I like lunges more than I like squats because I don't like having the bar on my neck like that.
On your shoulders.
It still doesn't feel good.
That's why I put a towel.
Yeah, I forget my towel. Anyway, So that's for the lower body, just for the fellas. That's all I have to really say about that. So I'll talk about the upper body, and you didn't talk about core.
I don't do much core because...
Oh, my.
No, I don't
See,
do...
this
no.
is what I'm talking about.
No. I don't do much core because I don't do specific exercises for core,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of the exercises I do require me
okay,
to
yeah,
focus
that's,
on
that's
core.
True. Yeah. So, but I do exercises for my core, just because I've just noticed the difference doing them. And they've helped me with my other workouts as well. So I'll say planks are a good core workout. That's a simple one. If you're not used to doing planks, you know, try to hold it for like 30 seconds, work your way up to a minute. Did you say you were doing mountain climbers or something else?
Occasionally I do mountain climbers.
Yeah, mountain climbers are an excellent mm-hmm. core exercise.
They're
excellent.
Also not my favorite.
Yeah.
And I'll do like, I will do, I'll do my bench presses and my overhead presses on an exercise ball.
Mm-hmm.
So that requires me to
that's
focus a, on my
That's
core.
Great. Yeah, that's good. If you have one of those exercise balls that you can do that on, that's another great way. I've tried that and I've literally toppled over myself instead. it was a slow fall too.
It was a slow fall.
Yeah, because I was on the ball. I was trying to do chest. This was actually hilarious because this was at my office gym. So I was on the ball. Back was on the ball, and I was doing like chest presses. And then I pushed up, and then the ball just gave way. But like, I was trying to like reposition myself to catch the ball with the other side of my back, and it just wasn't happening. And it was a slow fall because the ball just took its time, just removing itself from my back. And I just—it was like, oh. And I went down, and I was like, okay, that exercise is clearly not for me. Let me get back to my planks.
So make sure you get somebody to help you first if you don't know what you're doing.
I like looked around. Nobody saw it. Everybody was on their treadmills. That was good. That was a good look. Okay.
And I just want to say, so people not thinking like we out here crazy. Like, we don't look like fitness models or anything like that. That is not the case. But I feel like that we're in shape.
Definitely in shape.
And I like how we look. Again, there's always room for improvement. Mm-hmm. But don't feel like it's like, oh, they must be like, no.
We are not.
Because then I say like 80% was food, and that's a struggle sometimes.
Definitely a struggle, especially on those nights where I decide to get dessert.
Right.
Just bringing in chocolate cakes in the house and shit.
It's just dangerous.
Yep. I'll say one thing that I do that's definitely helped my game. I do interval sprints. Mm-hmm. And so I'll sprint for maybe, so I started out sprinting for 30 seconds, resting for 30 seconds, sprinting for 30 seconds, and then doing that for 20 minutes. Now I sprint for about 2 minutes straight, rest for 30, sprint for another 2 minutes, rest for 30 seconds, and then do it again. And that is it. Like, that is my cardio. And that has shed some pounds off, shed some fat in particular off. And it's, again, one of these explosive exercises you talk about. You know, every time you're fucking, every time it's an explosive movement. Mm-hmm. Like, that thrust is explosive. Mm-hmm. Like, when she's on top and she's riding and she's doing that little twerk shit, that's explosive. Uh-huh. All explosive movements. When you go from making love to fucking.
I don't know what that was.
Making love to fucking. You know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. It's when that slow jams are playing, and then, like, that hardcore rap comes on, and you just start pulling her hair and smacking her ass.
Oh.
I'm breaking sweats and shit. All right, let me get back to what I was talking about.
Right.
So, yeah, planks, push-ups, all of that stuff is good for just keeping your balance when you're up there. I know that, like, every once in a while, if I'm in missionary, I'll lift a chick's legs up and I will get on my toes. So my body's straight. And so I'm literally like just, and that's all those core exercises when I can just thrust and like, it's hard to explain it. but yeah, it increases the power of your thrust, and that means more orgasms for the ladies.
Yeah.
All right. Rows and bicep exercises. This is really important. So when we think of rows and biceps, right? Any of those exercises are like pull exercises. Mm-hmm. Okay. Pull exercises. When do you think it's important to be able to pull as a guy? When you hitting a chick from the back and you grab her by the waist, right? Not only are you thrusting inside her, but you're pulling her towards you. Okay. That's when, like, when she's ready to have that really hard orgasm, she needs that final thrust. You grab her waist, bow.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I've done that to you a few times.
You have. But ladies, you also need to be able to hold yourself so that he don't send you flying across the room or into the headboard. So you need to have that strength in your thighs and your biceps so that you're still, you know, on all fours, or at least, you know, on your elbows, and so you ain't bust your head against the wall.
You know what I'm remembering? I don't know if you saw, there's probably a million of these on the internet, but just videos of, like, some of these West Indian, Caribbean parties.
Oh, yes. And, like, they're dancing.
Like, yeah, and they're dancing, and I'm like, I could see it coming from a mile away. When you see a guy, like, setting up a girl, like, he's like, stand right here. Just keep doing that. And then he backs up. Like, I'm like, these chicks don't see it coming. And he just grabs her and just bow. She just goes flying from that wine thrust.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Be careful, man.
That's not cute.
All right. So what I wanted to say before we move on from exercise, I want to talk about how to get a quick workout in, 30-minute workout in. So, do you have an answer for this? Because I don't know. Your workouts tend to be long, but I've mastered the short workout.
If I'm doing a short workout, I'm going to do like maybe 10. I might not do cardio. But if I am, I'll do like 10, maybe 15 minutes of cardio, and then the rest is, I'll do some lifting. Some lifting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they don't, like they don't take long, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you know, if you're doing 30 reps, that's not going to take you a long time. Unless you're, like, really lifting heavy. And, like, mm-hmm. me, I just be procrastinating.
Right.
So, if I'm doing a quick workout, it's always, if I haven't been in a gym in a while, I'm always starting with legs. So, it's going to be, I'm going to do some deadlifts. I'm going to do some squats. I'll probably do some overhead presses, mm-hmm. And then some rows, and maybe probably some box jumps, because that's like my favorite plyo thing, and then I'm out.
Yeah, that sounds like something that could work. I mean, so I try to keep my workout, because I'll work out like 1 to 2 times a day, depending on the time I have, but I always try to get that 1 30-minute workout in. Mm-hmm. So the 30-minute workout for me, and, you know, I think for those folks listening who don't have a lot of time, just think about how to apply just the general principles I'm about to talk about now. So one thing I know is that when it comes to cardio, my sprint intervals is one thing that has sped up my ability to get a good cardio session in. And some might argue, well, it's not really cardio because it has to be 20 to 30 minutes, whatever. I don't really have time for that. Mm-hmm. It's a 10-minute sprint interval workout. So like I said, 2 minutes, 30 seconds, 2 minute, 30 seconds. But you can figure out a way to make that work for you. It took me a while to work up to 2 minutes. Now I'm at like 2.5. But if you want to just do a 30-second sprint and then a 30-second rest, and I mean 30 seconds, you get off the treadmill completely. You're not like jogging or anything. You're off of it. Then you jump on again another 30 seconds and then keep doing that for 10 minutes. You will be drenched in sweat. Like, you will feel like you ran 30 minutes straight. It burns calories really quickly, burns fat. Really a good workout. So then I'll do that. So that's 10 minutes. I now have 20 minutes left. And in that 20 minutes, I got to rest for 5 minutes after that sprint interval workout. But then I'll do, depending on the day, if I'm doing upper body, so I split my workouts, upper body, lower body, upper body. So I'll do one day, it'll just be one chest exercise. I might do like, a bench press. But then I might do, maybe some shoulder presses in there. So I might do 3 sets of 10 of those. Mm-hmm. And in between each exercise, I'll do like a minute of planks or something like that. That'll be my 30-minute workout, assuming I'm working on shoulders mm-hmm. and chest. And then if I'm working on biceps, I'll just do rows and bicep curls, but still keep that interval training in there. So I just want to emphasize that 30-minute training, because a lot of y'all, I know a lot of folks in the lifestyle got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes it's hard to even schedule a date, but you will feel really good if you can get 30 minutes of workouts in your day, at least 5 days a week. Honestly, it is more effective than antidepressant medication. Mm-hmm. It will definitely have you more focused at work, more confident, feeling sexy, and doing sexy things.
Yeah, never miss a Monday. Like, try to, like, schedule it like you would schedule anything else, like any other appointment. That's when I'm going to work out. Like, make that commitment. If that's what you want to do, make that commitment to yourself and say, okay, I got these 30 minutes. I'm going to do this.
And I say one other thing, keep it fresh. I think one of the things that happens with exercise routines and regimens is that you're doing the same routine and then you get bored with it and then you might stop. Like, some of the things that get you motivated, that initial motivation y'all feeling, some of y'all feeling that right now, that's going to wear off at some point. One of the strategies I use is every once in a while, I'll go on YouTube and look for a new exercise to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I found a series of new exercises to do with a balance ball, or a workout ball or a gym ball or whatever the fuck you call them. And that really got me back. Now I'm like challenging myself with trying to do those exercises. So keep it fresh.
Yeah. The only thing I would say is, ladies, don't be afraid of weights. Like, heavy weights. Do not be afraid. You're not going to get bulky or look like a man. It's just not, them ladies, that's not natural. So don't be afraid to lift heavy weights, because that's where you're really going to see the changes in your body. Really push yourself there. And, you know, you might be like, oh, well, why do you do chest exercises, you know, if you're not looking for pecs? Yeah, but I got titties. And I want them shits to stay perky. So what are under our titties? Muscles. Mm-hmm. pectoral muscles. So, you know, just think about that.
Yeah. Too. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I go on SLS every once in a while, and I see chicks that are in their 40s, 50s, and their bodies are banging still because they've been in that gym. Mm-hmm. All right. So for all of you out there that are listening that are like, damn, when are they going to get to the fucking talk again? Like, when are they going to start talking about sex and orgies and all of that shit? All right. So we got you. All right. So, while the Belle is setting herself up, because, this is going to be very, very hot.
Ooh.
It's going to be very sexy. We're going to gradually get into the mood of this special Sticky Pages. I'll just say that, one thing to understand is that this Sticky Pages took place at a weekend getaway we had with a couple of couples. When you guys, if you listen to the bonus episode, you know, we had a lot of fun with this couple at this beach getaway, and it was awesome. And there were many different encounters during that weekend, and the Belle is just going to highlight one, because if we both talked about all of our encounters, we just wouldn't get this podcast episode done. So I want you guys to sit back. If you got kids in the room, you're a terrible parent. If you got them listening to this right now, but if you got headphones on, you might want to still send them out of the room, because you might just get a little frisky with yourself.
Oh.
All right, so let's dim the lights, and we are going to jump right into it. So, Belle, tell us, what happened to you that weekend?
We were late. The last ones to get there. And while it wasn't the first time we were meeting these two couples, the first time didn't do us justice. We were three couples in a crowd of unfamiliar faces back then. This time was different. We were now three, and only three, sexy couples who knew how to play. But I was still nervous, anxious, anticipating the real fun to begin. Or maybe not. No pressure, right? No guarantees. We arrived to a beautiful condo-style apartment overlooking the beach. The living room had a couch and love seat and a glass coffee table. Mirrors hung on the walls, and slow jams were playing from a speaker. It smelled good. The aromas of the sea salt air intertwined with the sweet scent of flowers and the subtle musk of a man's cologne. The couple we were meeting for the second time were staying in one of the two bedrooms that was spacious with direct access to the balcony. We greeted them in their bedroom. They were naked under the sheets. Images of them fucking each other through the night were already turning me on. Throughout the day, interactions were friendly and playful. With Mr. A, I'll call him. He began subtly with flirting. A stolen moment of conversation. A gentle hand on a chiseled shoulder. A soft pat on my ass. It was cute, but really turning me on at the same time. He had a great personality and a well-honed physique to match. It wouldn't be until the next day that we could break our tension, release our passion. I was ready for whatever he had to give. It started near the pool, where I sat in front of him on a beach chair under a towel. I could feel his strong body against mine as he was trying to get warm after a day in the cold sea. We all went back upstairs to change clothes, but we were all turned on from that day in the sand and water. I can't remember when we started to play exactly, but I do recall I was standing naked in all of my caramel pecan glory, the soft slope of my breast flowing into my erect nipples, my waist beads glistening at the crest of my hips. His hands began to slowly trace the curves of my body, from my soft belly to my firm ass and down my thighs. My pussy began to throb, pulsating to the rhythm of his caresses across my body. He stood to meet me with a kiss, his lips enveloping mine, passionate and deep, pulling me further into the moment. I looked around the room, and I wasn't the only one ready to fuck. The others were kissing, sucking, and licking, and heading to the room as he led me to join them. I sat down on the edge of the bed, laying back as I spread my legs. As he looked down at my pussy on a single breath, damn, she was already soaking and ready for the taking. He went down on me, licking my inner thighs, before slowly inching his way to my pussy. He was going in, and I loved every minute of it, my moans drawing that of the others in the room in a harmony of pleasure. I saw my husband's toes curl as one of the sexy women in the room, with a fat ass, deep throat his dick. The sound of dick slurping and pussy sucking was amazing, and the whole thing was turning me on. I was so ready to get fucked. It never takes that long for my pussy to crave dick during foreplay. I watched Mr. A as he slid the condom over his dick. It was beautiful, long and thick, smooth with veins rising to the surface, pulsating and ready to explode. Leaning into me again for a deep, passionate kiss as he rose, picking me up. As I was suspended in the air, I could feel his hands grasp tightly on my ass. He laid me back down and slowly slid his dick into my dripping pussy, filling up every inch of me. My pussy gripped tightly over his dick as he thrust it in and out, slowly at first. He slid his hands up my neck, closing it around just enough to intensify the strokes. As he gradually sped up, my breasts bounced back and forth like waves. As I looked around me, all the ladies were getting fucked hard. The sound of skin smacking with each thrust and full out screaming in pleasure. Rushes of euphoria washed over me as he thrust it harder and deeper, my skin tingling as every nerve in my body was awakened. I was about to come until the condom broke.
God damn!
Tam, just when he reached his stride. This always happens with this dude. Oh well, better luck, or better condom next time.
Whew, okay. So, hope nobody was driving while they heard that. Forgot to add that little disclaimer. All right, so that's pretty much the end of our episode. Hold on, let me just get my thoughts together for a second. Okay. Everybody listening, please send us your sticky pages. And if you want us to do it in narrative form, let us know.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to read that. And if it's really good, we'd read it right on our show. Give you a shout out for your erotica gifts. Otherwise, send us your sticky page stories outside of the narrative form. Send us your suggestions, questions, feedback.
All of that.
blackandkinkylifestyle@gmail.com. Email us. Also, if you're listening to this on iTunes, please, if you like the show, give us a rating. And hell, if you don't like the show, give us a rating anyway. write us a review.
Subscribe.
And subscribe. Yes, it really helps us out. Our subscription numbers have been growing. I got the sense that a lot of people like that bonus episode we did. Hey, if you liked that episode and you liked this one, and if you liked Belle's special sticky pages, send us your thoughts. We'd be happy to hear from you. But until then, so long. Stay sexy.
Stay black.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.